Listen to this news. Vietnam deepens Geneva ITC collaboration for trade expansion. Expressing a clear intent for bolstering international relationships, Vietnam has expressed its desire to augment cooperative ties with the prestigious Geneva-based International Trade Center, ITC. The aspiration was articulated by Ambassador Latif Tuyet Mai, the esteemed permanent representative of Vietnam to global organizations such as the United Nations and the World Trade Organization, WTO, among others, stationed at Geneva during the 57th ITC's Joint Advisory Group session. Praising the ITC's profound assistance for micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs, Ambassador Mai acknowledged the role played by the organization in instigating digital metamorphosis, paving the way for green transitions, and facilitating entry into foreign markets. This acknowledgement extends to the commendable role of ITC concerning trade facilitation. Ambassador Mai underscored Vietnam's determination to foster a deeper relationship with the ITC, taking cues from the country's progress trajectory, transitioning from an underdeveloped state to a lower middle-income nation. The nation demonstrates commitment towards actualizing a climate change response strategy while transitioning towards a circular economy. The ambassador accentuated that green growth, rather than being an unavoidable choice, presents itself as an opportune moment for Vietnam to synchronize with the global march towards development and to fulfill the objective of net zero emissions by 2050. The IDC's latest project, Climate Competitiveness, Building Opportunities in the Green Economy for Emerging and Developing Countries, backed by the European Union for 2023 to 2026, opens up a pathway for Vietnam and other countries. This initiative promises to be an enabler for these nations to reorient policies and trade practices in the face of climate change, thereby energizing trade and fortifying sustainable development. Vietnam engaged as an active ITC member since 2007, expressed its deep-seated gratitude towards the ITC and other benefactors for their support and contribution to the capacity enhancement projects targeted at its MSMEs. Ambassador Mai lauded the evolution of the Vietnam ITC alliance, underscored by the success of several pilot projects. The 57th session of the ITC's Joint Advisory Group, convened as a hybrid format, served as a platform for appraising the center's performance in 2022, and for proposing recommendations to guide future endeavors. Sharing insights into the ITC's activities, Executive Director Pamela Koch Hamilton revealed that, setting a historic record, the center had channeled over US$150 million towards projects spanning 130 countries last year. The initiatives funded by the ITC propelled over 27,000 small businesses, with a significant 10,000 led by women, to boost their competitive stance. Meeting prior to the session with Ambassador Mai, Koch Hamilton recognized Vietnam as an invaluable ally during the implementation of the ITC's projects across Southeast Asia. The nation is engaged with a suite of ITC-financed programs to fortify the export competitiveness and trade promotion proficiency of its MSMEs. Currently, the ITC is overseeing the execution of 9 projects within Vietnam, the largest count amongst ASEAN member nations. Energy industry, energy trade unions urge Biden for swift offshore leasing amid climate aims.